Lecture topic, Upbringing of Our Children, Part 2.
Last week we spoke on the upbringing of children. You don't know how important it is. You don't show importance to those things that are very important. These children who are important, you will leave this world and go. They have to continue with this. Unfortunately, because in the past world, the homes were not right, each one blaming themselves, under the mother saying, my fault, the husband saying, your fault. Like listening to my talk last week, someone tells me this one that there's a fight between the husband and wife now. I said, you didn't have to put your gloves on there. Sure. Now you must start deciding now how to make a difference in your life. Like a person in this world, all the time he was doing wrongs, committing all kinds of sins. But then his eyes opened now that I made this mistake of putting right. If you don't make an effort to put yourself right, you cannot become right. You have to put an effort. Everything has an effort. So likewise here too now, instead of arguing one another, the best thing is sit together and let's solve the problem. And the only way to solve the problem is number one, don't blame anyone else, you don't blame yourself. Always said, I made the mistake, not you. If you think like that, then you think to yourself, now let me put my mistakes right. How am I supposed to bring up my child? I did not do that. I have so many children who are not fair with everyone the same. You are not fair, let me put myself. That's why you find that one child is very close to the father, the other child is far. Merely because of this thing that, you know, you always treated me as I'm the black sheep. Like, you know, one Buzruk, he saw a dream that he wanted to see and meet. And he finds that person, his face coming, saying, you must go meet this person. So he went and saw, he went to the house to meet the person. Father said, I've got 5 children. He looked at all the children, he said, no, not one of them. The one that I saw in the dream, I won't see that. No, he's a mad fellow. He's in the jungles. That's how we are today with our children too. So he looked for that mad person who was most close to Allah. Was? So the question here in this month that we have to be very fair because we are answerable to Allah. Your child is everyone cannot be the same. The color is different. Everything is different. Sometimes you find a family, the child is very handsome, is very close to his father and mother, is very handsome. The other child not very good looking, don't even look at him at all. Not understanding that this is not what Islam teaches us. Because Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was completely black. Abu Jahl was completely white. No one looks at Abu Jahl, they don't look at Bilal radiallahu. But the nur that he had in him, so we also have to learn this much. Do not look at color of your children. When you bring up your child, bring up very, very, no matter how much you love a child, do not show others in love that child. Yusuf alayhi salam's father showed the same thing to us. That Yaqub alayhi salam showed us that how to love with children. And just imagine we are not following that. So the most important thing this month that you have to be all the time, no matter what it is, change your manners and now habits what you have done before. You cannot change, you cannot remember one thing if you're not going to change your habits. If you're the same person all the time, after listening to talk, what difference it made then? That child not improve at all. That child not become close to you at all. There's no love for that child at all. You had no love before. All the time you're busy in the world. Now that you come close to him, now try to become make him close to you. It must not be when your eyes closes that he does not be involved with you. We don't understand it at all. So the most important thing is that we have to learn to accept mistakes and learn that the child must grow up in this manner. That the first thing he must know that he must be humble. The child must be very humble. That's why they say the child must not have long hair also. If the child got long hair, that means when we look at the mirror too much, he'll be more concerned of keeping himself. To take him out of those things, which is very important, that these are not important things, you not make him very long hair. Hair must be short. Clothing must be simple also. Yet you find today that you wear clothing of that kind, that you find that it's because of this person, because of fashions. From the age, you tend the age, you are making being about fashion, when a child grows up, what will be his position? Do you know something? Mahazat Hussein, you know this is the lower mahfuz. The pill of Allah, the child when he grows up, when the time he opens his eyes in this world, is completely pure. You can decide what you will put into that mind. And I mentioned last week, this month, that remember the child will not talk. Don't bear an impression, not rewinding, not. You're recording everything. I was thinking about this. Why every child, all of them, is stuck up to their cell phone? A small child, why is he stuck with it? I began to ponder upon it. What's the reason for this? Then I came to a conclusion, I hope it's true, is that if you're in the small age of that young age, the mother is feeding the child, and with that she's got the cell phone also there. So what is happening to the child? The child is actually looking at the mother, what she's doing. But you're not thinking that is harming this child. I was wondering, Ya Allah, what is it that every small child, you notice that the child is only stamped onto this, not drugged up like. You can't take it away from them. They're fighting for it. They actually fight for it. There's a war between a mother and a small child, screaming and the rest of it. I'm thinking, what's the reason for that? Then I came to realize that a mother is feeding the child with that phone. A whole day she is busy with that phone, that child is looking at the mother. So that child is actually drawing the cell phone that this is the most important object I'm having made. Whether you accept or not is your business. That's my understanding. If you're the same mother, if you're taking the Quran every day, that's why I'm trying to decide to think that if you first mother, even read Quran on the cell phone, now give me what you do. Because in the moment you open the cell phone, read Quran Sharif, is reading the Quran Sharif, you want the child that not read Quran Sharif. But if you open the Quran Sharif and stand in front of the mother, need to provide feeding, open the Quran Sharif while the baby is sleeping, open the Quran Sharif, I'm sure, I'm 100% sure that the child will get drawn to the Quran Sharif. Why don't we do those things to change about it? You know, when a person gets a sickness in him, he begins to think, what's the solution to it? You're going to die tomorrow. He makes sure that in that time, what's the solution? I will put myself right. This is iman, detrimental to iman. You're leaving a child in this condition. That is stuck so much in the cell phone merely because of what's the reason for it. Let us look into the problem. Because every child you find, they say that my child is so strong in with that thing that he does not want to talk to anyone anymore. One grandfather who should wait for his grandchildren at home to come. When they should come, he should sit down with them, but when they come, they don't look at grandfather's face to them. Leave alone while you're carrying janaza. So what I'm trying to say is that there's so much now stuck up to this thing here. So I'm thinking the mothers must be careful also. They say, you know, when you breastfeed the child, the mothers must have been very pure, they will be. Because they will be so pure, this must be because why? Whatever effect the mother has got wrong will affect the child. So this came in mind yesterday, I started pondering and thinking that what's the reason for it? And I hope I'm right. And I hope if it's that, please, oh mothers and sons, fathers too. You want to use your cell phone, do not read from others. Don't use in front of the child, because the child now becomes totally useless out there. They cannot want to go to school anymore. At school, the whole night now, they're going to become a half-assed to at night, whole night they use a cell phone. And I'm telling you, the language that they use in there, they use all kind of languages. A small, tender age, from that age it will come. They become totally useless. They become part of that life thereafter. What will be the position? Oh Allah, save us. You do not know how important it is. And how to behave with the children at home is most important. You have a girl there, you got a boy there. The boy has to be treated differently, the girl has to be treated differently. They cannot be treated the same way either. If the girl begins to scream in the house, you have to teach her not to scream, because she's going to go back, she's going to go to another house. You see, in that tender age, being to scream, that when she gets married, how much of screams you make. So important that how you treat the child. You want your child to become someone, but ask yourself how much of change I made of myself. So very important, always. It is so important this, but that the child behaves, walks to him, and be careful how he walks to, who he comes company to, what company they have. Today we give our child so much of freedom, they go out. You're allowing them to go everywhere, no one stopping you, but see they go to the right places. A true father will go with that child to see wherever he's going. He must remember that you can go wherever you want, but I'm with you. I must be with you, that's a true father. Today there's no such thing, you must think my child going there and let him go wherever he wants to go. It's most important that you must make sure that the child, because the father has to go there. Because when you become sick with shrewd people and cunning people and all kind of things happen, then you say, you know, my child, someone has spoiled my child. No father would bring his child walking to the masjid, but he takes his friends to come with the friends to the masjid. At the age of 7, Rasulullah says, the child must study namaz. Don't bring your child before that. Before that, you come bring your child in the masjid, it's not correct. It's wrong for you just to keep the mother happy at home. It's not a babysitting place. You leave your child at home, but the time to bring them at the age of 7. Every day, or 6 or 7, must bring them to the masjid is important. Which father carries their work, with the child in hand, come to the masjid at the age of 7? You walk with your friend, you walk with everyone else, but who's going to carry your janaza? Your child. That age of 7 is very important that you bring your child to the masjid. He must walk with you. He learns how to manage the rest of all. Who said that? Rasulullah said. We won't do those things. And in bringing about a good relationship at home, most important thing is the husband and wife on the one page. That is not happening to anyone. It's not happening. No matter what is the problem between the husband and wife, when it comes to upbringing of children, they must be on one page. They must understand this. If the father says this, the mother must be prepared to accept it, no matter what misunderstanding. And you know how crooked the women are today. The moment the father says, we'll do this, and it's the right thing to do, she tell her to child not to do it. Now how can you get the message right there? The upbringing of children is not easy, it's most difficult. You must remember one thing, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. That child of Allah Ta'ala says a fitna for you. Either he'll make it, or he'll break it. So most important is this part. That the child, how you bring the child up, walk to how he walks, who he meets, how he talks. And the most important thing to teach a child is humility, humbleness, to be very humble. That when he looks at others too, and always make a habit that when he goes, he must make salam first. You must make your child make salam first, no matter who he is. You must understand this, mother, if you see a poor boy too, he must make salam to him first. Everything when you start making salam first, humility comes into it. By scolding the child won't come close to you. Why do you think nowadays the children are going far away from, further away from you? The reason is because you're talking to them in that manner that the child has become scared of you. And when the child becomes scared of you, that the child will let me keep far from my father, and that's how they go in the wrong places. Your best friend must be your child, no one else. You must know this, but there's no better friend than your child. If you cannot mold him and nurture him, who can? The mother has to know this, but that this is my child. You know, our mother had a black child, completely black. But the love that the mother had for the child is unreal. It's how black, but in your eyes is black, but the mother's eyes is white. The way she loved the child is unreal. Khuda na kare, if a mother got a child who's got one hand less to that love that child, mother gives it, it's unreal. What I'm trying to tell you that how much of love do you have for your own child? If you're really concerned with your child, you'll make sure that you give the child the best. Best means not money. Money we don't want here. We want character. We want conduct. We want when the child walks here, this is the child. This is the child. You know, my husband says, who's the child? Zuban the son child. My husband's word, I'm saying, Zuban the son child. The child will tell the truth. The child will tell the truth. Very important. The child must always tell the truth. You reprimand the child with the lies. Once the child tells one lie to, you reprimand the child. You punish the child in a manner that he must be taught he must never tell. Zuban the search. Anka Acha. Master's words. Anka Acha. Eyes must be completely good. Only seeing good things, not the self open itself. Why I'm scared now that time has come, now the child is completely drowned itself to that extent, the mothers cannot control it. The fathers cannot control it. They want to have it their ways. I get calls from mothers with a child 2 o'clock in the morning when you and I are dreaming, the child is busy with it. And she does not know how to control it. She lost control of the child. So it's very, very important, don't take it for it. You can take it lightly if you want to, but I can tell you something, you're looking for danger. Ready for something you won't believe. It's never too late if you try to push it. Although it's so difficult. So the child has to remember, and always remember, don't let your child overeat. Overeating is very bad. When you see a child overeating, explain to the child, don't eat so much. It's not good for health, it's not good. Explain the child. I went to one Buzhug in Madinatul Munawwar and I was so impressed with his children. He was really concerned that the child must eat food but not overeat. And tell him what the harms of overeating do. Explain to the child. And the children will not sleep in a day. They must only sleep at night. They must keep themselves fit. They must do all hard work too. You must do hard work also. It does not mean you got money now that my child will not do hard work. He must do work. You make him do work, he must become strong. The child must become strong. There was a mother. There was a mother. You must know she got one child and her husband passed away. So she got married again. When she got married again, then she got one child from there too. Now she carries that child, the second child, she carries with the other child walk. Everyone says, what can mothers do? No mercy, nothing. But one intelligent woman said, let me ask her, what kind of jump is conclusion for? What is something? He asked that woman, my husband gave her, I'm giving you what my husband tells us. So much of a lesson in me. So he asked the woman, I can't believe it, you know. This child, you know, is yours, and that child, that belongs. How come you carry this child not belonging to you, and your child being off? You see, you don't understand. I'm making my child strong. That any time this child will not fight, cannot beat this child. So look how my husband gave her that insight. So you must understand this much is very important. Your child must be very strong. Not to go and fight with everyone. Not a good fighter. He must be soft, must be kind, humble. His health must be good. Don't eat all the time. A child will not eat all the time. You've got a very bad habit, munching all the time. The time comes to time, the child will eat. Would not eat anything because giving what they have done to munch. Very bad habit. Everything must be on time. The women, when they're breastfeeding also, they don't have, they think they must, the child will become good 1 year overnight. Overnight. They overfeed the child. They must feed the child according to time. Everything must be according to time, not before time. If every 2 hours, only 2 hours. That's how the child becomes strong. At night too, at night time to sleep, not to feel. One time feeling okay. But you see the mothers feeling all night too. So they don't sleep the day too, they don't sleep night. What the mother, what happened to the mothers? So what happens, they're thinking that every time the child cries, that means the child is hungry. But that's not so. Feed the child in the time that's invented. The Tanya Ramakrishna saying, I'm saying to the mother Tanya, and bring out the child. We feed the child. Eating the child, they must not sleep in a day. Not the small babies, the boys or girls do not sleep in a day. At night they slept properly for 8 hours or 7 hours, that is sufficient. Thereafter they must do work. They must do. They must give them the strong too. Must give them happy too. Not the time, all the time to do work. They must be happy, they must be everything. But they must become strong. They must become strong. It's not that they must not do the housework. They must do the housework. They must be do the housework also. You got a helper in there, but you must make sure they must feel that you must give you that you must be able to do your own work. They must have the responsibilities. You know your daughter tomorrow gets married tomorrow. We don't know what kind of house she will go to. If she is not well equipped and not well, what will happen in the house? I know so many houses merely because the wife does not know how to handle the house, is on fire all the time. These kind of things Islam teaches us. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he says, we know that she is so famous, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha said that when the slaves came, ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Karim sallallahu came there, she said, you know this so famous being, that we have Fatima. He told her, Fatima, give something better than that too. He did not give a slave better than that. Because he wanted his daughter to be strong, not to rely on anyone. The more you become independent in your life, the more respect you have. If you want respect from your wife, become independent. Don't rely on her to do work. You will do your own work. If you do your own work, then she can't point a finger at you. She points a finger at you because you don't know how to do the work. If you learn to do your own work, I'm not saying wash clothing at all. Although some people they wash their own clothing, they do their own ironing too. But I'm trying to say you become so independent that the wife cannot tell you I'm doing this for you too. But I'm not like that. So everything done for me. Just to tell you this much, that how independent you become, the more respect. You have a lot of respect. To wash your own clothing, or to keep it clean, or keep your house, your own room clean. There are so many people, do not want the helper to come in their room at all. They'll make sure they do their own things all the time. The child, the small baby, to look after the baby, to keep the child clean is very important. Very important is keep the child healthy also. You must keep the child clean. The more important talk you are bringing about child, children, how to bring up the children. Don't get angry with them. Don't get angry, but that's not going to solve the problem. If you get angry with them, they'll keep far from you. Then they start doing all the wrong things. They start doing all the wrong things. And never say, never, don't ever allow your child to eat alone. The child must eat with others. And remember, if the child does something, a mistake, deprive the child, do not give the child that thing. Deprive. Why did you, if you break something or something like that? No, why did you do that? If you one time allow him to do it, it's all that. So children to bring up is very, very important. Very important. Time to sleep also. Wake up also. Namaz also. give them the good thing to do. Sometimes you give them money to spend also. Give them money to spend. All those things you must do, you allow them to give the poor people to heart open like that too. Do not allow them to eat alone, eat with others also. Eating with others, there's all disease, make the heart big also. They do all the good things. But never at a time you hear, see a child using bad language, they must not tolerate that. A child must never use bad languages. From the beginning it must be like that. And you must be able to sit with poor people more than rich people. Let your child stay with the poor people than the rich people. Because the rich people, the, you know, understanding you is so sad. It's so sad. That the boys, when they go to, when the poor boys go to this school nowadays, the father comes with a helicopter, and the boy, the poor boy comes with a cycle. Now it's a pattern there. Instead of, then, you know what happens? You'll be surprised what is happening. There's no such thing. It's called Muslim school, but no akhlaq, nothing. That child comes because I came with a very, very expensive car, so he walks his shoulders out. And the other child comes with a poor katara, so he looks down. Now there's a fight between the father and the son. You don't come with this car. What the people say? What have you learned then? What have you learned? But if you, I'm not saying it, it's not a joke. I'm telling you reality. It's gone with it. So what have you learned in a Muslim school? Where's the humility that is supposed to happen? So from that young age, the child must be taught like that. You must be simple. You must put everything. You will walk with the poor people. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, when he was with the big people, there was a battle with, you know, challenge all the time. He was losing all the time. And he was miserable. But the day he started staying in the company of poor people, he became so humble that he began thanking Allah so much for everything that he gave. That's how he must be. What I'm trying to say, I'm not pointing a finger at anyone. Change your habits. You drive in a good car, alhamdulillah. But the child will not have pride. Will not have pride. You sit in a good car, you say, alhamdulillah, you gave me this thing. He said, Nema from Allah Ta'ala, who say you will not drive a good car? You can wear the best of clothing, but it must be humility. Humbleness, Ya Allah, you gave me this good clothing. My husband will call and say, Muni'mi haqiqi, look at. The one who gave you the thing, look at that who gave you the thing. Don't look at what you did. Don't look at that beautiful man that's clothing you in. Muni'mi haqiqi, who's the Muni'mi haqiqi? The true reality is, the one who gave you this thing is Allah. Wear the best of clothing, eat the best of food, do everything, but humble. Very humble, don't have pride. Because then it's not right when you use that car too. Everything relies on how you bring about a quality of humility. Humbleness must be there in the child. You tell the child to become humble and remind him Allah gave him this thing. It's not ours. By saying all this thing, that child knows that it's not from me, from Allah. So that child of yours becomes very close to you also. Bring your child close, kiss the child sometimes too. Walk with the child. Everything you must do. Give him the best of everything. But don't spoil him. Do not spoil him. He must know when, you must know where to draw the line. He does something wrong, tell him. Namaz he must read also. So coming back to the first point I was talking about, the cell phone. Why don't we open the Quran from the child reading with you? And see that effect of the Quran can be hard on the child. Why don't we open the Kitab and read from the child too? I know certain mothers, you know, they are so good that when they read namaz, the child also read namaz with them too. They read Quran, they read all it. So if you keep away from what I'm saying now, then automatically, inshallah, the quality will come to the child. Quality of Islam in the child is very important. If you don't have that quality in the child, the same child can become your enemy. Allah mani father. So looking at everything else, this is what I have come to the conclusion now. That leave everyone out. Don't want worry about the outside environment. They can do nothing. Worry about our environment. We cannot change the outside environment. It's really, well, no matter how bad it is, But if you change your home environment, bring back the sunnah and the miracle in your life, everything here, then the outside environment will not affect you at all. So that is what is most wanted in this time. So until and unless you don't do that. And remember one thing, the child at all times, you must praise him if he did something good. Always praise him, son, you did very well today. You know, just to tell him you did very well today, you see how it changes the whole situation. Today we're not prepared to change. Don't ever say your child you're a dunce. You don't know how much of harm it is, but always praise him. If he comes home looking down, don't worry, tomorrow you do well. Give him that encouragement. You must give all the time encouragement. You understand? And always give and encourage, the love of Allah must come in your heart, the love of Nabi Karim. The sunnah must come into our lives. That you must make the child must come into. And if you do that, inshallah ta'ala, you see the barakat and the izzat that come in the house too, and leave alone this part, you live when you live a pious child. Yeah, after you can become a doctor too, you can become a alim too, you can become anything. Once the root is there, it will remain all the time. Pious children is the greatest gift in this world. The pious child you only come to know when you go down the grave. You not don't know the value of this thing here. You don't know the value. When you go down the grave, that pious child will remember you so much. Every time it is Quran or something that it comes to you, that it comes to your life, Ya Allah, I made a mistake. I should make even more and more. I should try to become even think of you, Allah Ta'ala. Don't make him all the fancy clothing. I get surprised, you know, hairstyle of all kinds. All kinds of hairstyles. What will happen to you with that hairstyle? You make the child be from now a film star. Yeah? You make him tell the child that this and look at the clothing that's wearing or that kafir is clothing in him and he's praising him so much. Tawbah, tawbah. How can he do that? You make him wear all kinds of style of clothing, all in hairstyle and no, the clothing, the jacket. You come to read namaz with all the fancy things of Allah. What can namaz be? First of all, you must remember when you come to the mosque, you must have intention that you come to the Lord of Allah Ta'ala, the court of Allah. When you come to the court of Allah Ta'ala, are you prepared to stay in that condition? You go to a normal court, you wear nice shoes and everything go. You don't wear just an ordinary skipper. But coming to Allah Ta'ala's court, you must know you don't know whether you know back alive. You don't know whether there's a last namaz. So many people do not realize that even before coming to the mosque, they pass away. You know, when the last namaz is in, then you come to the court of Allah Ta'ala, you must become like a person, like a slave. My case in front of Allah Ta'ala now, complete like a slave, like a complete humble person. I don't know what answer you get from Allah. So if a person read namaz in that way, then you find this month at least you have that kind of fear in him. So you have to be simple in it. People don't wait. The people, they don't want to follow sunnah that the maker is for us. Just imagine Nabi Karim says, wear the pant above the ankle. You don't tell your child from this age to wear the pant above the ankle. Then when will you start wearing them? But the teacher in school tell you, wear the pant above the knee, above the ankle, the knees, you wear it. You wear it very quickly. But Rasulullah said, wear the pant above the ankle, you're not prepared to do that. What's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of that? Mahasat always says, that you know, don't run the namaz or do not walk without Tobi. Tobi. It's obvious this month that you will love that person who told you that, you make sure you will never walk without Tobi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only occasion he not wear a Tobi is the Hajj for the man. Besides that, he always wore, his head was covered. His head was covered. Today we feel shy, we wear a long kurta, you know. We wear a long kurta, Sheikh is walking. Long kurta, Sheikh is walking, no topi. Why? I saw someone wearing a hat before. Where was Rasulullah? Is that not pride what it is there? Is that not pride what it is to? He's walking with a kurta, long kurta, he's very happy. Hazrat is coming. Yeah. And topi, there are no topi also. He's thinking, you know, he's been very happy about it. Is that not pride what it is there? Come, book. And the pants too below the ankle. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the day he was stabbed, one lad came to meet him. In that condition, he said, "That waiter, your pants is below the ankle. I'm scared that your kurta will get dirty. Your kurta, why don't you lift it up?" Just telling that. So how important is it to put the pants above the ankle at all times? And sad to say, after namaz, to put a pant below the ankles. Mahasadi one day was in namaz with the jamaat, and the imam sahab had a pant below the ankle, then he was very concerned, and very quickly someone gave indication, please put a pant above the ankle. Because his responsibility is very great. The whole people of jamaat did. So we have to learn how to bring our children up. We must learn first, become example. If we are the example, the child becomes, you must know the duplicate is we are the sample, the child look at you. How you walk, he will walk. How you talk, he will talk. How you sleep, he will sleep. Everything that you do, I mentioned it again, that the tender age, the child is watching you, what you're doing. Everything is rewinding, is recording all the time. So we must be careful how you behave. So if you've been sunnat in your life, the same sunnat will come to the child's life too. If you learn to talk with the obedience, the child talks with you. You start screaming all the time, the child will come and start screaming all the time. That child remembers you what you do and follows what you do. My husband always would say, "Narmi se baat karo. Narmi se baat. Talk with sorrow. Talk with kindness." One person came and spoke loudly to Hazrat. He said, "Main bairani." He never got angry, but may bear on him. But this is the quality that must have in us. The quality of how to change our life back home. The 50 years of your ups and downs that took place. Now bring a revolution in that life. Change with your children. Become close to your children. It mustn't be, Allah forbid, that when you become old, they'll put you in an old age home. It has happened today. It merely happened. Mainly because of how we bring up it. May Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, is for the Munkarim Tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. ونعوذ بك من سخطك يا الله. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامنا على الايمان واعصمنا يوم القيامه من الايمان بحرمه القران وحرمه الناس والسنه. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد.